USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Police in New Mexico say three people are dead and several injured after a shooting in a rural town. It happened Monday in Farmington, northeast of Albuquerque.
Officers responded to the area to find a chaotic scene where a male subject was actively firing upon individuals in that neighborhood.
Police responded to a report of shots fired, eventually confronted a male suspect, multiple officers among those who were hurt. They were hospitalized and are in stable condition. More U.S. soldiers continuing to deploy to help with immigration control at the southern border. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says about 500 have arrived so far.
The predominant number of those troops, as I understand it, are in El Paso.
Since Friday, the Border Patrol is making about 5,000 arrests per day. President Biden confirms he will meet again over the debt ceiling with top congressional leaders, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy blames the president for refusing to make a deal on deep government spending cuts.
It's more like we're going to default than a deal.
Senate Majority Leader and Democrat Chuck Schumer said Monday, McCarthy is playing with fire by risking a national default.
The biggest losers will be America's seniors, America's small businesses, America's working and middle class families.
Republicans are demanding steep spending cuts in exchange for their votes to raise the nation's borrowing limit, while Biden and Democrats want it increased without conditions. A new report says the FBI never should have launched the Trump-Russia probe during the 2016 election. DOJ Special Counsel John Durham's report says the FBI rushed to investigate Trump without considering evidence that might exonerate him.
What you see here is that the federal government used its awesome power of investigation and prosecution to interfere in a presidential election.
That's former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo. It's the same case Durham tried to make in court, but failed. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Former President Trump is expressing validation after a report that said the FBI never should have launched that Trump-Russia probe during the 2016 election. In response, Trump told Fox Digital that former FBI Director James Comey and Democrats need to be held accountable for it. He said he was a victim. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis asked about his political operation, reportedly moving within Tallahassee today, something which could trigger disclosure requirements with federal officials.
As the attacks have ramped up, you know, we've had to create some cover for us, not only in our office, but out there. So there's a variety of things that go into that. And, you know, all I will say is I promise we would deliver big. We have. I'm going to sign the budget soon.
Pundits say the move's another sign DeSantis is planning a 2024 presidential campaign, in that he'll be required to file paperwork with federal election officials, thus acknowledging publicly for the first time that he's planning to run. President Biden honoring the nation's law enforcement as National Police Week kicks off today.
We thank our law enforcement community and recognize the heroism, selflessness, and absolute courage of officers all across America.
In a video posted to Twitter, Biden said the nation owes officers a debt of gratitude. He added, the answer is not to defund police. And a person's been picked to oversee efforts to save the Great Salt Lake, Brian Steed. The lake hit an historic low last year, and Steed will oversee state efforts to revive it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.